It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Summer McStravick, and we are going to spend an hour in flow together. I am so glad you're enjoying this live online talk radio program and podcast. Yes, it is a unique hybrid, of course, brought to you by Inflow Radio, my other baby network that is out there. So go check out Inflow Radio, and or if you're listening to this as a podcast, please consider leaving a review, leave something to let me know that you found it and that you like it and kind of want to share and spread the word. Okay, so that said, let's jump into today's episode, today's particular theme. As many of you guys know, you know, in Flow Dreaming, we talk about, we're really everything under the sun. We talk about all kinds of topics, but it's always about how those different areas of our lives relate to our emotional self, our energetic self, our flow self, our future, our ability to co-create and make things happen to us and for us in our lives. So I choose, you know, something different to go over each week, and I have for the last 13 years. We now are up to today's episode, which is number 577, Lessons in Future Being, right? And then I wrote Me School. What I decided to do, because we are kicking off our fall Me School enrollment right now, meaning we just flung the doors open and are inviting as many of you as would love to join us into Me School for the year ahead. So if you have an interest, please, please, please get a hold of me. Go to flowdreaming.com, set up a time, and we'll talk. But what I decided to do to kind of honor what we're up to right now and the energy that's sort of flooding through me and flooding through our classes, flooding through Flow Dreaming, is to give you a peek inside Me School via some of the teachings that we go through. Now, it's funny. It's, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, I don't need Me School because I just listen to all of your podcasts. And I say, well, you know, when I'm on air like this with you, I'm giving you glimpses, right? I'm giving you, you know, a taste of the candy bowl, but not the whole candy bowl. I can't. I mean, I just can't possibly do that. To have the whole candy bowl means we get together multiple times over the course of the month. It means you and I are talking back and forth. You're asking questions. I'm answering them. I'm looking into you. I'm looking into your flow. I'm giving you kind of like a little prescription. Here's what you need to do between now and next time we talk. It's much deeper. It's much more, how do I say it? Profound. I mean, it goes into you and your life personally. You're not just passively listening to concepts, you know, from a program, you know, from a show as you are now. Well, not that being said, podcasts are giving you a lot of value, at least I hope, and I really, really strive to. But there is a big, big difference. So today what I'm going to do, and for the next couple of shows, is I'm going to take some of the concepts that we talk about in Me School, not the actual classes. The classes themselves, I'm not sharing in these podcasts because, frankly, in Me School, everything builds on itself. You know, the first month's material, you have to learn it, know it to move to the second month's material, the 6 months' material. It'd be like, you know, a kid learning math. You're not going to be able to do pre-algebra if you haven't figured out what your multiplication tables are yet, or gosh, even what your numbers are. So that's what we do in Me School. But here, today, we're going to look at an extract, a concept, an idea, something that really transfixes me, transfixes our students, and creates a ton of change, right? It's one of the main arteries for change that we create in our life. So, lessons in future being. This is where we talk about what are you becoming and who are you becoming. So before I got on air with you guys right now, I was writing a newsletter about the ROI of your life. And it plays really well into what we're talking about, what our theme is today, the ROI of your life. So for those of you who know anything about business, ROI is the return on investment. If I invest a certain amount of typically money into something, what do I get back from it? And in business, that's usually measured as more dollars, right? If I put $10 into something, I want to get $20 worth of sales or, you know, income or cash flow or whatever back from it. And, you know, when people are spending money on advertising, for instance, they'll say, well, I'm going to spend $10 in ads, but I want to receive $20 worth of, you know, products sold as a result of it. That would be really, really good ROI. In reality, ROI is a lot squishier. ROI is I invest and I invest and I invest and I see nothing. I see nothing. I see nothing. And it just looks like a big wash, a big, you know, complete money leak. And then one day, one person says, here, I want to work with you. Here is an opportunity. Here, be my partner. Here, I want to hire you. Here, I want to buy your house. Here, I want to, whatever it may be. And suddenly all of that ROI is made up and then some. The whole thing reverses and you say, whew, well, I got ROI after all. Look at your life as a constant investment in your future. Your future ROI, your future is the return on your investment. So what's your actual investment? Are you investing tons and tons of money so that you can have a good future? Well, a lot of us attempt that. We try that. You know, it's the first route that we're told to do because we live in a system that's based on monetary exchange. So we just think if I get more, if I buy more, if I own more, if I get a better job and a nicer house and, you know, more money and all of that, then my future will be great. It will be amazing. And then we discover somewhere along the way, well, having money can be nice, and certainly you need a certain amount to take all the stress out of your life. But after that, it really doesn't guarantee a bright and beautiful and gorgeous and connected and loving and, you know, family-centered, heart-centered future. It doesn't. In fact, that money often comes and goes. Any of us who've been through a divorce or a health crisis, any of us who have just, you know, seen our work, you know, fall sharply or been fired or let go or quit and then realize we shouldn't have, we've seen that money go. And with the money, we look at our future and say, there's no ROI. There is now I have no return on that investment. Back to square one. I want you to reframe this right now. I don't want you to think about your future now in terms of money, capital, income, cash flow. That's part of your future. But there's a much, much bigger ROI. But to figure that out, you've got to learn first, what are you investing? What are you spending, right? So we spend money every day. Every day, pretty much, I spend money. Even when I never open my purse, every time I turn on a light in my house, I am spending money. I'm spending a few cents. Every time I run the water, spending a few cents. Turn on the dryer, dry some clothes, spending a few more cents. I'm spending money without even trying every single day. But there's something else that I spend a whole lot more of, that I spend more of than anything else. You know what that is? Time. Time. I'm spending time. It's falling out of my purse like, you know, Tic Tacs falling against the floor. I spend time every second, every moment. Every breath is an expense of my time. And time is the thing that I use, frankly, to make money or to make love, to make anything in my life. I spend time. Time is your greatest expense. Time is your greatest asset. Time is what you have the most of because it feels like an endless supply. But in reality, every time you spend time, you are unable to put more of it back in your bank. Isn't that an odd thought? I can spend money knowing I can make more of it and put it back in my bank. I can spend time knowing I can't make any more of it. It's gone. It's just gone. And there's no putting it back. So if I'm spending all of this time in my life and I'm spending more time, my days, my hours, minutes, if I'm spending more of that than anything else, what am I getting back for that expenditure? Now we're really cluing in to the true ROI of your life. What are you getting back? Now, in this particular newsletter, I started, and by the way, you guys will see this, you'll see this newsletter coming out for me in the next couple of weeks, where I kind of follow through on this thought. And if you don't see it, you need to go get on my mailing list, go to my website at flowdreaming.com. I have a lot of interesting, juicy little topics like this that I throw at you. But I led this blog post, really, this newsletter, with the idea of, hey, is it Monday? It is Monday. I'm going to send it on a Monday. What's your Monday like? How'd you wake up feeling? Do you feel excited? Are you ready to get out of bed? Would it excite you to wake up an extra hour earlier just so you have more of your day? Are you going for that? Or are you sleeping in, wishing you could sleep in, hitting the snooze button? Not ready. Don't want to go into work. Don't want to deal with that person. Just getting through. That, if that is your ROI right now on your life, just getting through, dealing with it, waiting for the weekends, then you are getting a real poor return on your investment. And I know you've probably tried everything else in your life to figure out how to get a better return in your investment, right? We're not stupid. We've tried lots of things. We went to school. Maybe we went to college. Maybe we tried to figure out how to get the best job or how to marry the best person. Right? We've really worked. It's not like we just sat around on our tushies and said, eh, whatever. No, we've thought about this. How do I get the best ROI? Like, what do I do? Yet here you are turning up with what you've got. And maybe some parts of your life are really stellar. I really hope they are. We all deserve stellar in all parts of our life. But more typically, some stuff is going really great and some stuff is going really bad. And the really great stuff you are grateful to have, and the really bad stuff you are obsessing on because somehow the bad stuff seems so much more obsessible than the good stuff. Right? So the bad job is like all I think about. Oh my God, I hate my boss and I hate my coworkers and I hate this work and I really shouldn't be doing this. And what's my life purpose? But I really love my daughter. I really love my son. I've got a good family. I love seeing them. Even when we argue, I still love them. That's a good part. That was a good investment of my time, right? So you have this mixed bag here. You know, you got the black jelly beans, and then you have all the other good flavors. For those of you who don't like black licorice flavored jelly beans. So our job, our task really is to look at the areas of our life where the ROI is really poor. And notice that we're spending gobs of time. We're still spending tons and tons of time. And start making a change to that. And then further recognizing all the things you've done so far to make a change to that have brought you to exactly this point. And if they're not working, they're not working. And they haven't worked. And maybe, just maybe, it's time to get some professional advice. Right? Professional advice. It's like having a resume that you send out 100 times and you're just like, nobody is calling me. What's going on? And then you go, oh, maybe I need some professional advice. Maybe I'm sending out this resume filled with typos and listing way too much information and it's not relevant and I'm making myself look terrible. Maybe I need to actually run this by somebody. Well, maybe it's time to run your life by somebody. Maybe it's time to run the way that you spend your time by somebody. Maybe it's time for you to run by somebody, your emotional endpoints, how you're feeling every day, what you're communicating, what you're saying, and what you're speaking to flow. Maybe that's the kind of stuff. It's time to just kind of run past somebody, right? This is not therapy. This is me school. This is what we do. We peel back, we look deeply, we examine, we pull out the stuff that doesn't work, and we get rid of it. We take out the garbage in our lives. And oh my God, it is so freeing. It feels so good. You guys ever walked into a garage after you've cleaned it like once or twice in your life, but have you ever done that? And the feeling is like, oh my God, oh, it's just, oh, there's so much space and I can find everything. And oh, this is wonderful. This is what we do in Me School. But we don't just clean out the garage of your life. We stop the leaks. We stop the expense of time. We stop the effort that you're giving into things that don't produce ROI for you. And then we build the things that are producing ROI. So what's your return on investment? For me, I'm thinking, what kind of return is it? You know, if it was money, I would say, well, more money, right? That's if I was investing in a stock, I'd buy a stock for $100 and I'd say, you know, in 6 months, I want that stock to be worth $120. I want to have earned 20 bucks from it, right? Well, life is different. When you spend time, you don't get more time back. We already mentioned that. But you know what we get back? Something different. Something, frankly, that is priceless. Remember those old, what was it, Amex commercials, priceless, or MasterCard? You know, the smile on your child's face, priceless. That's what we get back. We get back freedom. We get back love. We get back intimacy. We get back good friends. We get back that good, lifted, happy feeling in our hearts. We get back that desire to spring out of bed on a Monday because it's going to be a really damn fine day, because the whole week is going to be amazing, because you don't work. Yeah, you go and you do something every day all day long, but it doesn't feel like work. It's fun. It's joyful. It's meaningful. It's meaningful. So ROI for most of us, and this is what you'll get to discover in Me School, what your real ROI is. But for most of us, our ROI is meaning. And our ROI is freedom. That's the kind of stuff our ROI comes from, like time freedom. Time freedom is the ability to wake up when you want, get to work when you want, do what you want at work, leave when you want. Time freedom is the ability to have enough money in the bank where you don't even have to work. Means you can travel. Means you can go spend time with your grandkids. Right? Means you can go skiing in Aspen. That's time freedom. Other kinds of freedom, money freedom. What's money freedom mean? Money freedom means you no longer need to trade your time for income. You've solved that. You've fixed that. That's become a really important objective in your life. Didn't happen overnight. You can't just trade in one job for time freedom. It's not like trading up. You trade up a little at a time. You got one job and you get a better job. Then you get more of a career. Then you get a career with meaning. Then you get to the position where what you give is of such great value that everybody wants it and they are begging you to give it to them. And so you do. And now you have income and you have meaning. And you have the ability to step back because your income is now so overflowing that you have money freedom, income freedom. And that's possible. And maybe that brings me to another kind of freedom I hadn't really thought about before. The freedom of belief in yourself, right? The faith in yourself. Oh, I can be that. Oh, I can have that. Oh, that's really possible for me. Freedom from ceilings. Freedom from self-doubt, freedom from feeling not good enough, right? This is the next kind of freedom, personal inner power, personal freedom. Freedom to say, I deserve it and I'm worth it and I can do it. I wouldn't have been put here with the tools that wouldn't let me get what I want out of life. If God did that to me, God would be a very grumpy old man. Taking everything from me, saying, no, you can't, no, you can't. I'm going to give you desires and I'm going to give you the inability to reach them. Ha ha. Fortunately, most of us don't feel that way. Most of us have a much different kind of relationship with Source. If you've given me the desire, then you've given me the talent and the skills to receive that and get that thing. So this is what happens in Me School. This is the ROI that we go after. And even if you never join Me School, this is something that is a seed now that we're planting in your mind and in your heart where you should start thinking, what have I been investing in? What have I just been blindly giving out every single day in all of my hours and minutes? What have I been hungering for? What have I not been receiving? What should and could life actually be giving me? And if I learn this, is this something that I then model for my kids and show them, hey, don't put up with that. Go for this instead. What kind of person do I become as a result of this thinking? Well, that person that you become, that is the future you. That's the future you. So before we go forward, I haven't even put out a call to call yet. I want to do that. I've noticed you guys have not been calling in as much lately. I'm curious about that. Are you happy to just hear me monologue? Maybe. If so, I should reformat the show. But if I can help you, if I can look at you and your life and say, hey, what's the ROI? What are you going for? What are you spending? For what you're spending, what are you getting back? Let's tweak that. Let's fix that. Then I urge you, I really do, I encourage you to give me a call right now. I broadcast live, online talk radio every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. It is a great time to call me. Let me look into you and I'll look into your flow. I'll look into your life. I intuitively read what's going on. I read where you're stuck. I read what's not working. And then I read where you should be going instead, right? Because that's one of the characteristics of flow, being able to read and write to the energies, just like an old CD-ROM, reading to it and writing to it, putting data into it and taking data out of it. And that's my specialty. That's what I do. And that's where all of these Me School tools have come to you over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. This whole concept of the future you probably came about a long time ago now, 2009, 2008, at least a decade. It's been a while. And the future you, this concept about it is something that we've honed in on and perfected over the years. Before Me School, and now we've had almost 5 years of Me School, before Me School, I had several other programs that were just kind of getting there kind of programs. They were really good, but they hadn't matured yet into their final form. And now it has. And in Me School, we spend whole segments looking at the future you. Who are you? Who are you? What are you becoming? How are you getting there? What are you spending your time on? And what is it yielding back to you? And you know what? There is a formula. It's not all woo-woo, silly, sally, sassy, whatever-y stuff. There's a formula. There is a way that you clarify to your flow, to the universe, who you are, what you're going for, what you want, and what you're spending every day. The emotion that you're spending, the physical energy that you're spending, it all gets redirected into the future you that you have already described in great and beautiful and loving detail to the universe, to the higher self, and to your flow. So that's what we do. That's the future you. And if you stick around after our break, I'm going to go into a flow with you guys, and we're going to assess our ROI together, and we're going to figure out what the future you is looking like and feeling like and where it needs to go. And when we go into flow together, it means we do a practice, we do an exercise, we close our eyes and we kind of sync up together and we start cultivating, crafting, rewriting the energy of our inner selves and of everything, of the universe itself. It's a mighty fine experience. So stick around. We're also going to go to those calls, which I do see flying up on the board. Kelly, I see your call. I'm going to go to you right after break, which we're going to do right now. And I urge you during the break, go check out Me School and set up a time to talk with me. Really, book an appointment. Call me. I do want to talk to you, and it will be a private call. Talk about you, your life, where you're going, what you need, and if Me School is right for you or not. So stay with me. We're coming back right after this. While we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together through a year, through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming and dozens of other techniques as you go through one of the most potent, powerful, and pleasurable personal development experiences you've ever seen. We continually co-create your future, and I ask you to bring big goals to the table, things that you want to become inside yourself. And you'll reach these using the tools that you've probably never been exposed to before in your life, but you will be here in Me School. So if you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and we'll help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to come join me in Me School, then I look forward to spending the next year with you as we work together to create miracles. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Let's jump into flow, do a little looking around, see what we can see out there, starting with Kelly from Ontario, Canada. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Summer.
How are you? How are you? And tell everybody, what do you think of Me School? You've been in it.
Oh, yeah. It's life-changing. I highly recommend it if you actually want to grow as a human being and work towards your dreams. I remember.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but
no.
I recognized you.
I was praying, you know, for help, and I kept being told that I need to align myself with people who already have what I want. And you're the real deal. Summer is the real deal. You guys need to know that.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Yeah. Well, let me help you then right now, because you got me all to yourself. What's happening for you? What can I do with you?
So, as you know, I'm still healing from my PTSD, and so I'm struggling on a daily basis with fatigue, and so then, of course, it's making me feel guilty, because I finally had some time off, because I wanted stress leave, but I'm not able to focus and do the things that I want to do. I know I need to heal first. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if you can look in my flow and just maybe help me to know what my next step is.
Yeah. Okay. So what's happening is, I know that you've been on leave for a while, and the feeling is, you know, during this leave, you're supposed to be just resting, being, knitting back together, you know, like a bone that's been broken. You stop using it for a while so that it can knit back together. But there's like a stress around you. You know, you might be resting this bone that I see, but you keep worrying over it and hovering around it and poking at it. It's like it's not healing, right? It's not healing the way it should. So there's something going on in your mind. What is it that you're worrying over or going around and around in that's just not letting you just say, ah, you can heal now?
I guess it's just this fear that I feel like I'm supposed to be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I feel in itself, you know, like it, that I feel guilty and ashamed, because I think I've built my self-esteem around being able to help others. But I know that I'm not in that place right now.
Yeah. So this can be one of the toughest places to be. I was talking with another student about this a couple of days ago. When you define yourself as a person who gives, and that's who you are, and then life withdraws from you the ability to give to others, it's like life has withdrawn your identity. You say, but I don't know how, I don't know any other way to rate myself, to judge myself, to know if I'm a good person or not, or doing the right thing or not. I feel insecure and I feel very wobbly. And you have kind of done this for yourself, right? You went out of, I'm just going to let people know, she was in nursing,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
She went out of nursing because of a trauma that happened there. And it withdrew from you this ability to identify yourself as a giver, giver, giver. You need to be needed, right? And you know this. You've seen this play out in other areas.
Yeah.
So the bigger thing here that you're healing is not just the trauma of the incident that happened while you were nursing, but you're healing the need to be needed. And the only way to do it is to pull yourself out of the situations where that's being asked of you. And it can feel incredibly hard because now you're not getting that. So what do you replace it with? What do you replace it with? And that's where we say, I don't know. I've never been in this position before. And life is saying, well, you're not going to get that being needed from other people right now. So you're going to have to fill up yourself. You are beautiful. You are desirable. You are intelligent. You are wanted. You are deserving. You should be receiving from other people. You should be letting them give to you instead of fretting and feeling so awkward about that. No, no, no. They can't give to me. They can't give to me. Why can't they give to you? Because I don't deserve them giving to me. Ah, now we're getting there. So this is your lesson in deserving. This is the point where life is saying to you, you can receive now and you can deserve this now. You can have this now. And if you keep fighting it, then we're just going to keep you in this stuck position, like a bone half healed. And if you're thinking, well, at a certain point, I'm going to have to go back to work and I'm going to have to make money and I'm going to have to do all of these things. And life is saying, yeah, but we can't give you all that until you get out of this position that you got yourself in. Which means you have to feel like I can receive that. I can have that. Oh, you want to help me? Wonderful. I'll take that. I'm good enough. I deserve it. I'm allowed. So let's close your eyes with me right now. Let's just feel this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, my dear, my dear, my dear, my dear, my dear. So what you want to say to Flo right now, what you want to say to your greater being, all of you is, whatever you have for me, I receive from you. I can see right now with your arms spread open wide on either side of you. It's like your heart is wide open. Fully, your chest is out. You're just taking it in, drinking it in. Flo, I'm receiving from you. I'm taking from life. I'm going to be a taker for a little while. I'm not an evil taker. I'm not a wicked taker. I'm a taker because it's telling me that I'm worth it, that I earned it, that I deserved it. Telling me that my parents told me I earned it, I'm worth it, I deserve it. Even if they never did, now I'm making it up in my own mind that that's what they said to me. Because that's what they should have said to me. You are worth the stars. You are worth your dreams. You are worth receiving. You are worth a magical, loving, committed relationship filled with honesty and integrity and bounty. You are worth money. You are worth abundance. You are worth being cared for and taken care of. You are worth and worthy, all of these things. And you don't have to keep doing more and more and more and more for others to get those things. That's a broken ratio. And you can feel that all the more and more and more and more and more you gave to others, and yet you never got those things back in return. And you realize that's a bad strategy. Hey, Flo, I realize that. I see it. And that's why I stopped, and that's why I backed away. No more of that for me. I give because I like to give. I don't give to receive. That didn't work. I receive because I can receive and I deserve to receive and I should receive. And you know what? I can see it. I feel it. It's like I'm walking up to a door. Beautiful door and a big white wall. And I grab that little crystal doorknob. And behind this door is an endless closet, a closet so full, it's so filled. Everything you've ever given out has come back, returning to you. And it's all piled up behind that door. It is piled up higher than any ceiling you can see. It's an avalanche behind that door. It's like if you were opening up the door in a snowed-in house and all the snow just poured in. If you open that door, when you open that door, everything that you have ever done, that ever said, now we want to come back to you, is right there. And so you grab that knob and you just pull, you just yank open that door and you let that good stuff come in. You let it fall over you like snowflakes in your hair and pile up around you in drifts and folds. And you take it in and you say, Flo, I can receive, and I do receive. And now that I'm receiving and now that I'm taking all of this in, yeah, the new job offers start flowing in. Yeah, the new direction starts coming in. Yeah, the right men start coming into my life. Yeah, the right friends start coming up and showing up for me. Yeah, all of that, all of that, all of that. I take all of that, all of that, all of that. Just let yourself be now in this beautiful snow globe-filled room, filled with light and air, and all of those things still pouring in. Glance over at the door. They are still pouring in. And they will keep pouring in as long as you take them and as long as you can receive them. The minute you stop that, they will stop pouring. So you say, I take this in and I receive it. I receive the abundance that is my birthright. I receive the abundance of the universe that God has given me. I receive the love and all the good things that Source has said I have already earned before I even tried to earn them. And you hold that feeling right now, coming back from flow, opening your eyes. Returning. Ah, boy, Kelly, that was beautiful. And I hope you don't mind, but I stood there in the doorway with you and I said, I'm going to do the same thing because this feels amazing. Yeah, really. It made me realize I need a little of that too as an overgiver, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was you and a bunch of other people who also joined in. I think quite a few of us may have just done that one together, which is good because it just magnifies that energy, that feeling state for all of us. And it puts more of that out there in the universe, right? Whatever we feel is what we create. And we just created more of the ability to receive for ourselves and for everybody else. So good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Now just cry it out, just release it out and go back into that receiving. And every time, all through the rest of the day, I want you to just think about that door, fling it back open over and over again in your mind. Every time you think of it, fling it open and let all the more pile in for you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, my darling. Love you. Take care.
I love you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Anybody else want some of that? That's what I do. That's what you'll get if you give me a call. We'll go into your life. We'll tweak a few things around, take a peek, see what's the real issue happening here, and make some changes or adjustments to it energetically like we just did. I'm serious. You may call 760-456-7277. So before we go to the calls, I just wanted to add one thing I noticed, you know, with Kelly right there. You know, when I said we just made it for you and we made it for me and we made it with all the other people around us. When you create a feeling in you, when you experience something, when you spend some of your time, right? Spending some of the time in that little bank account that you've been gifted with at birth of time, right? You're really spending from your savings. That's what time is. But when you spend it, you are creating something with everything that you buy, every hour that you buy, you are creating something in. So these little bits of creation, every time you have a feeling that comes out of you, think of it like a little purchase you've made in time. And all these little purchases, they add up. They stack up. And you can look around and you see the physical manifestations of these purchases. Like I'm looking around my home office right now at some of the beautiful things I've been able to purchase in my life, the actual office itself. I have a really nice coffee table that I got a few months ago. You know, I have this big white quartz crystal that just makes me so happy when I look at it. I bought these things with my time. But all the feelings that I've also experienced being here in my office, the feelings of joy, the feelings of helping people, the feelings of abundance, the feelings of excitement, the feeling of revving up, of feeling anticipation, right? These are all feeling states that I have created and experienced inside me. These are my purchases too. And these also have stacked up and are lined up all around me, right? I can't see them with my physical eyes. But if I close my eyes and I go into flow, my room, my office, my physical space, my quantum space, my flow space is filled with all of these purchases. Like little hanging globes of light all through the air. It's thick with them. And some of these globes of light aren't so light. Thank you. They are darker. Yes. And those are the moments that I've spent my time in worry, in stress, in lack thinking. So if I wander through this room, if I wander through the room, looking at all the things I've spent my emotion on and what I've created, real things get created when you have an emotion, right? You've tagged the universe now with a description of something that occurred. That's a real thing. As I wander through this room, I can notice some dark patches there. Stuff days where I've been feeling low, feeling depressed, feeling scared, feeling unsure, doubting myself. Should I really do this? Should I have done that? Does anybody even want this? Does anybody even want flow dreaming anymore? Right? I've had thoughts like those. Flow dreaming is getting old now. So all these new people out there with new stuff, does anybody even want it? I can feel those globes that I've spent my time feeling, hanging around little dimmer lights. And when I see that, when I feel that, when I acknowledge that, what I'm actually saying is, no, I don't want those. I don't want to spend time on those. I need to create more bright lights, more bright globes, right? Like Christmas lights on a string. The good feeling lights are the ones that are lit. The bad feeling lights are the ones that are out. And after a while, you know, if you have all those bad feeling lights, your Christmas tree is dim. Doesn't look right. Too many lights are out. Then you have to hunt around for them, find the ones that are out and tediously replace them. Or you can just buy more lights, throw those on. Buying more lights is the equivalent of you looking future forward into who you are becoming and saying, I'm spending my time now on light. I'm spending my time now on good feeling. I'm spending my time now on feeling like, yes, I deserve it. Yes, I am worthy. Yes, I am good. Yes, I can receive. Yes, people still love and adore flow dreaming. Yes, Summer, you get emails every day from people. Yes, new students are joining Me School every week. Yes, what you have is timeless. What you have is priceless. What you have has barely even registered in the national eye. It's barely even hit all the people it needs to hit. You have scratched the surface. That's Me School. Those are your feelings. And I say, yes, you're right. You're right. And that's what I feel. And as I feel these things, my Christmas tree glows brighter and brighter. All the globes of light in my room, the invisible light, the invisible energy, the invisible little blobs of emotion that I've created day in and day out, spending time, spending time, spending time, glow and glow and glow. And you know what? That is what allows me to do the work I do. And that's what allows you to do the work you do. If you have all the light around you, if you've created all of that around you, of course you're going to wake up wanting your Monday. But if you wake up to a dark tree and a dim room filled with these old feelings, you're going to pull those covers right back up over your head and say, no, no, no. Think on that. So I know we did a little flow dreaming there with Kelly, but I want to do another one because I did promise. I did promise. So flow dreaming is where we get ourselves into a feeling state, right? We get into a really strong current of feeling. Imagine like you are sticking your finger on a live wire, except this live wire doesn't hurt you. It does the exact opposite. It heals you, right? It lights you up. It connects you in to a much bigger, greater source. And then that live wire, that bigger source says, what do you want to feel here? What do you want to grow here? What do you want to become? So in flow dreaming, we create this really strong current of emotion and we connect it into flow. We connect it into this bigger, greater thing. And now with this bigger, greater thing that we're connected to, pumping in this great emotion, we add one more piece, guided daydreaming. So daydreaming is really just letting your imagination run. Daydreaming is what actually takes you outside of time and space. That's what daydreaming does, right? You ever get home from driving and you're like, where was I? I don't even know how I pulled in the garage because I don't remember the last 10 minutes. Any of the stoplights, anything? Uh-oh, you were daydreaming. Fortunately, some other part of you is staying on top of things. But there's another part of you that was checking in to some other time and place. And that's what we're going to do right now. You're still going to know you're here, but you're going to open wide. Imagine, release, daydream, and then feel, feel, feel. So go ahead now and close your eyes. Close your eyes and breathe deep, drawing a breath in and releasing, relaxing, letting your shoulders drop. Roll your neck. Wiggle your jaw. And release your brow. Relaxed. 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 Relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. Feeling yourself now, walking down a snowy street. It's magical snow. It's not cold. It's not wet. It's bright. It's bouncing light. Light that bounces, hops, thousands, millions of these little bright light snowflakes, light flakes. You can stick out your tongue and they land on them. You can put out your hands, your arms, in your flowing soft clothes and feel the light landing on you, being caught in your hair. Every one of these is a moment of your life. A moment in time, a moment that you've spent, a card that you've played on the table of your life. And there are still more around you, swirling above you, in front of you, down the road from you. And these are the moments, the time that you are still walking into you, the time that's not yet been spent. The time that's there for you still. And you feel yourself walking into it. It's like a soft veil of feathers brushing against your face as you walk into this next moment, this next second of who you are and who you're becoming. And you realize in that moment, I can choose, I can choose, I can choose. It's all my choice, how I want to feel, what I want to make, who I want to be. I feel it. I choose it. I feel it. I choose it. I feel bright. I feel hope. I feel light. I feel bounty. I feel wanted. I feel desired. Everything I want. Everything I want. Billowing in. Billowing in. An avalanche of bright, beautiful time. Yours to spend on feelings your life will create. Your life will give and gift to you. Those feelings, they are for you. Receive them. Take them. Wrap yourself up in them. I feel free. I feel deserving. I am abundant. I am filled. My desires, they are real. They are coming into being, coming into fruition. I can have this. I do have this. I take this in, whatever it is I want. This is the future me. This is the present me. This is all of me. In flow, describing, receiving, and taking. Take it in. And with that, find yourself coming back, returning from flow, and opening your eyes. How did that feel? I hope it felt really, 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 really good. Because that's what flow dreaming is, and that's what flow dreaming does. And that's what taking a few steps into your future through a daydream can reveal to you, one of many thousands of things that can be revealed to you. That's just one way you can be and feel. So what happens if you do a little of that every day? Your life starts tracking in a new direction. Right? You really do start moving in a new direction. And I hope you enjoyed today's peek into what Me School is and does, the things we think about, the concepts. Yes, I am inviting you in. Yes, I'm not going to hide it and pretend that I'm just going to barely mention it. I can't. I mean, I have to mention it to you. It's my life's work. It's where everything comes together. It's where you get fired up and rolling forward. Right? Kelly, you just heard from her. Me School student has been in Me School for a couple of years now. She is in that position where her whole life is changing. She asked for that and she wanted it. All good things are on the other side. And it doesn't always come with turmoil or difficulty. Sometimes it does. Just as often, though, it doesn't. Just as often, it's improvement, 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 improvement. Question is, when are you going to commit? Like, when are you going to step in and say, now? Now is the time. I've been listening to this stuff for so many years. So many years. When am I actually going to take action? So I'm calling on you right now. Please take that action. You can talk with me over the next few weeks, right? Into October, we're going to be taking calls. I will be taking calls and inviting you in. You know, come play in the magical snow with us. So next week, more visions into where Me School is going. And I also want you to think about what you would like to ask me on air. What would you like me to look at for you? What could I help you with the most? Think about it. Also, I love your calls and emails. You can email me anytime, summer@flowdreaming.com. If you have show suggestions, ideas, let me know. We'll do those too. All right, love you guys, and I'll see you all next week, same time, same place, for more Flow Dreaming. everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.